Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today's topic, should you lie on your resume? It's a big fat no. As fat as a no can get.
I love your clarity, Kathy.
Because it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. Unless you are 100% sure that nobody's ever going to look at it or check anything.
Yeah.
And you can never be sure of that.
Yeah.
So, no.
Right.
I know it's tempting. I mean, I wrote a list of what Monster says are the top things that people lie about. Yeah, they lie about where they graduated from or that they even graduated.
Really?
They lie about their work history, their type of degree, a foreign language.
That they can speak?
Yeah.
Can speak.
It's amazing, right? Their college major, their GPA, who even puts their GPA down? The type of projects they did, their awards and accomplishments.
Oh my God.
How would you make that up? Your computer skills, your titles, they make up titles. And their salary. Well, we're not allowed to really ask about salary anymore, but yeah.
It's interesting because a lot of those things would be hard to look up, right? If you were, you think you could find someone's GPA?
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't find their GPA, but you certainly could find out if somebody graduated from somewhere. You could find out, you know, whether they speak fluent. You could just start speaking to them in that language and see what happens.
See what happens.
I mean, you have to go out of your way. But, you know, if you're working for certain institutions, they're going to go out of their way. That's what HR, that's what the department is there for. Right. They live to look this stuff up.
All right, so let's start with why do people lie on their resumes? I mean, it's fear, right?
Well, they don't think they have what is going to get them the job.
Through the door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's fear. I just think people lie.
Because it feels good?
Because they're not proud of who they are.
Yeah. Well, that's the part. That's what I was saying. I think it's, to me, there's something sad about lying on your resume, although I understand that it happens quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was thinking also that there are things, while you don't want to lie, it's okay sometimes to omit, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can omit.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that specifically if you're worried that you have too much experience, so you look too old to an employer.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you had one very brief job that just didn't work out, right? You don't necessarily have to put that as a highlight.
Well, you don't want to make yourself look bad.
Right.
Right.
But you also don't want to make yourself look better than you are.
Right.
Okay.
Because it's a trap. I mean, I know so many people think, well, they're never going to go to the college. They're never, you know, they're never going to look that up.
Yeah.
But you don't know. They may have gone to that school. It may be a really easy call for them.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah. It's not worth it. Because once you're, if that lie is discovered, have you ever worked with someone who lied and it was discovered?
I have. I'm trying to think of exactly the circumstances. I mean, I've seen people just get rid of resumes because they know they're lying.
Yeah.
They think this doesn't really add up. This doesn't really make sense.
Right.
Right.
You know, if they went to this school with this major, why are they doing this? I mean, I think, you know, it all starts to become questionable.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
I just think it's really interesting because we're in an age where the truth is so hard to discern, really.
Mm-hmm.
And lying on resumes, I think, is a long-held tradition, you know?
I think it's true. It is.
Yeah. It's something people have done for many years. So the willingness not to lie seems like, to me, it's part of building your character as a professional.
Mm.
But it takes some guts.
Well, you have to look at what it is that you're embarrassed. So let's say you didn't graduate, but you've gone to that school.
Right.
You can say that you've attended this school
right.
and that graduation is estimated at, you know, give yourself a couple of years. You're maybe going through slow. Or you can just say attended, and this was your major. Don't give a graduation date. So, you know, you and many people won't even notice that. They'll just assume
that's
you graduated.
Right.
What else do you want to lie? I mean, do not lie about your titles from your previous jobs.
No.
I know many of my clients have this problem because they couldn't get the right title or their boss just wouldn't give them the title.
Right.
And you really have to fight for your titles at your current jobs because that's going to help your resume.
But then what you could do is even if you had a much higher level of responsibility, your job is then to demonstrate those responsibilities, right? And talk about the results you achieved, talk about the range of responsibilities and the number of people who you had an influence on.
Right.
So in a way, you've got to find ways to highlight the truth, right? Especially if it's not if the title doesn't support it.
Right.
We were just talking to somebody about I felt he was the acting CEO or the ED, but they wouldn't give him that title because then the ED who was presently there and not working couldn't get paid.
Right.
And ultimately we decided he couldn't say he was the acting. Is that ultimately
That's right.
We decided that he couldn't say that because it wasn't 100% true.
Well, and he was a very ethical person. He didn't want to say anything that hadn't been.
But he did take credit for doing all that work.
Exactly.
In what he wrote underneath his position that he was the one who, you know, ran the organization for a year and he gave himself a lot of credit. So anyone who reads that, you know, he basically took credit for what he did but without exaggerating it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I think
exaggerating is lying, by the way.
A lot of people, I think, fluff up their resumes and exaggerate or put that they worked at places longer than they really have.
Yeah.
So it looks like they have more experience.
Right.
Well, I think they're told to do that.
Right.
Which is part of the problem.
You know, I'm not really talking about when you're first entering the workplace because, you know, I'm really talking more as your resume develops. You can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, you know, many, many people exaggerate early on because it doesn't really matter.
Right.
They're
right.
not applying. They're applying for a very entry level job.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still would tell the truth. You just don't know.
Right,
yeah,
right.
And I think also there are creative ways to tell the truth. Like if you're someone who had a job and then you didn't for a period of time, but you did some consulting along the way, there's a way that you can spin that and describe it that's accurate, that still gives you credit, doesn't make it look like you've just been hanging out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
sometimes that's the kind of thing you want to get help with.
Yes, how to fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have too many gaps unless you were doing, you know, child care or elder care. The chances are you probably did something else that we can take credit for.
Right.
All right, so we're saying don't lie on your resume.
Try not to lie.
Try not to. You shouldn't lie, but you can omit.
Yes.
And you can find ways, creative ways of describing your experience that really highlight what you've done and hopefully give you credit for what you have accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you would suggest, Kathy?
I think, you know, just have some faith in yourself.
Trust.
Yeah. It's a fairly good job market right now, so there's a lot of jobs that are open, and trust that you're going to find a job, the right job, because there's jobs. There are jobs available. So you're not up against as much competition in a good economy.
Yeah. Mm. That's a really good point. The other thing that I would say is, and you always say this, and I think it's so true, is to consider your resume a working document and make sure that as you gain more experience that you put it on there.
I just want to say that if you're going for any kind of a government job or very large corporations, usually when they give you your employment contract, they say due to everything checking out on your resume.
Yeah.
And they do. So be very careful if you're applying to somebody that big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Join us next time on another My Crazy Office Overtime. And between now and then, we hope your resume is squeaky clean.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.